encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So we're doing a bit of a long-distance interview today, James. You're in the airport in Dallas today, so what are you doing there?
Well, I'm on the way to Little Rock, Arkansas, where tomorrow and Saturday I'm going to be part of a seminar on praying for prodigals at a church there.
You do this kind of thing fairly frequently. You travel around the country speaking to those who have prodigals in their lives, encouraging them in prayer. And I'll also add that you love to do this, right?
I really do, because, you know, when you're the parent of a prodigal, it can seem like hope is in short supply. But that's never the case with God. And when we pray together and gather around his word, we find strength that we never knew was there. So this is really an important thing for the parents of prodigals to do.
Yeah, and you know this really from a personal experience. You and your wife, Carrie, have lived that life of watching and praying, actually in groups, for a prodigal to come home. And you've seen God do amazing things in answers to that.
Yes, we have. And, of course, I've told the story many times before, but for those maybe who don't know it, our son wrestled with an addiction to opiates and heroin for several years. And, you know, then the Lord set him free. And he's a youth pastor today, something I never would have imagined, but God, you know. And Jeff and I love to travel and speak together and share what God has done. So sometimes we do that together. Today I'm just going it on my own.
But you and Jeff also just finished a book, right, together? Hope Lies Ahead, I think is the title, which comes out in April of next year, right?
That's right. And it was a great project to work on because we walked through that whole time, you know, when he was on that prodigal path, each of us sharing a chapter, giving a kind of split-screen approach of the road into addiction and then what God did to bring him out of it. And it's, you know, it was hard to write, but, you know, our hope is it'll help a lot of people.
So, James, let's talk about more about uniting in prayer for prodigals like you do at these conferences, right? That has got to be a powerful thing.
Oh, it really is. You know, in his book, Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire, Jim Cimbala talks about a prayer meeting where the whole church interceded for his daughter, Chrissy, and God used that to bring her home to him. I mean, she literally returned to God that very week. And Jesus taught very clearly that our prayers together are a powerful thing. And just, you know, just imagine when you're the parent of a prodigal, you cry out to God and you often feel alone and you need others to come alongside you and to join you in your prayers. And this is where the members of the body really build each other up and also learn from each other. You know, you draw from the faith of that other person. For example, you know, that parent who went through the same thing years ago and found God's way through it can give such solid encouragement just from the way they pray.
Yeah, I'm reminded of something you told me. Ruth Bell Graham said, you know, once you love one prodigal, you love all prodigals.
Yeah, I love that. And that's been my experience, too. You know, people pray for each other with such understanding and love and compassion, and it's awesome. And, you know, no one can pray for a prodigal like a mom or a dad. And you really see God at work in this. And people come away encouraged and empowered to keep going no matter what they're facing. And I've seen God do such powerful things as a result.
So, James, you would really recommend this for the person who's praying for a prodigal, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You know, whether or not they can go to a seminar, find a prayer partner, someone who you know is going to be faithful and pray just for that dear one, you know, that you're praying for every day, several times a day. And ideally, another parent of the same gender who has a son or a daughter about the same age as your own, and check in with each other every week so you can give each other updates. And, you know, it also helps to know that someone else is carrying the burden.
So do you recommend that folks who are doing this pray aloud together?
Most of the time you're not going to be doing that, of course, because you're going to be praying on your own. But when you get together to give each other updates, definitely do that. Definitely pray together. Remember, this isn't about talking so much and giving each other advice. you don't want to give much advice unless the other person asks for it, or God makes it really clear. So this is about prayer more than anything else, and you want to keep, you know.
So you want to keep your focus.
Right. Keep your focus on God, not on your problems, and asking for only, you know, what only He can do. And be sure to pray with faith. You know, when you pray together, always start by emphasizing Him, you know, praising Him for the fact that He's greater than anything you face. And then keep your prayers brief and to the point.
Yeah, all this makes me think of Epaphras, right? The guy who was always wrestling in prayer for the Colossians.
As
Paul told them. It also makes me think of Pilgrim's Progress, where people are all walking on this road together and sometimes come alongside, right, to offer encouragement and support.
Yes, yeah, and that's also a great definition of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, you know, someone who comes alongside.
You know, the other thing that I think about, James, is I know, having been to your church many times, Peace Church in Term, you guys literally take these prayer requests from prodigal parents across the world and have a board for them right there at your church.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we lift them up at our prayer meetings, and then we've got another separate prayer team that, you know, prays for them. And this is such an important thing to us. Because, you know, we've got to do it. We've got to help each other and love each other with our prayers.
Yeah, brother, it's been good to be with you on the road today to the Celestial City, not Dallas or Little Rock, but, you know, Emmanuel's land.
There you go.
So let's wrap up by praying for the conference and also for our listeners. Jesus, thank you for what, you know, I guess you allowed in James and Jeff's life that they would have this opportunity to pray with others and have breakthroughs so that they could continue to give hope to those of us who still have prodigals out there. And I pray that someone out there has some encouragement today to reach out, to grab hold of somebody else's hand, lock shields of faith with that person, and begin to, yes, to raise their son or daughter, and bring more shields of faith into their circle, and perhaps even reach out to Peace Church wherever you lead them, Lord. We thank you for James and this passion that you've given the prodigal prayer man. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.